There are services and seasons where a pastor is trying to preach something nice that you will like, or something that can just bless you. And there are other services where he's coming with a message from the Lord. He's coming like a messenger, almost like a pregnant woman carrying something. Let me tell you something. Even if you are the only one that came for this service, it would have still been the same way. I'm telling you. While praying yesterday night, the Lord reminded me that I did teachings like this 10 years ago. Exactly January 2015, I was in the university and I had just 6 months thereabouts to, 4 to 6 months to be done. And the Lord took me on a vision and said, call all your final year students and appeal to them that I've given you a message for them. And I titled that teaching Towards Destiny. And I began to teach them. Eventually, it was not only final year students that came. It was all levels, including lecturers and professors and members of staff. And the Lord said, that thing he did that time, he's doing it again. You can be at the center of something divine and miss it. Please, I'm begging you. Please, I want to beg you. Don't be distracted in Jesus' name. I want to beg you. Tell your neighbor, don't be distracted. You know, like I tell you, we don't call teams of the year because we just sit down and say, okay, you know what? Last year was year of quantum leaps. This year, I see this light is shining. It's a layer of light. I know there may be people like that, but that's not how we do it, though. It's a rigorous process that the Lord initiates. For instance, weirdly speaking, I was praying last night, and the Lord said, 2026 shall be called the year of... Eh? I said, Baba, we still there. He said, don't worry. By the time you get there, you will know why. He said, I'll give you 1 year to prepare for a meeting. So, when I announced the meeting, let me tell you, Fresh Fire Conference, Abuja. January 2026. So I'm going to give you 1 year. The Lord told me I'll give you 1 year. 365 days to prepare for that meeting. I said, okay, Lord, I understand. So, we are not playing games here. Something will happen in your life if you plug in this season. Are you with me? Something, you will see it. You know, 2025 has been declared our year of divine emergence. Shout glory very loud. And last week, Sunday, we began with a series which we titled Emerge. Today is part 3 of this series. You know, last week, Sunday, we said emergence is the process of becoming visible after being concealed. Emergence means to break out of limitations and structures that have kept you bound. Emergence means to come into the full manifestation of your destiny. I will encourage you, please go back and listen. Then, during the midweek service, we talked about drive, a secret code to divine emergence. Also, last week Sunday, we talked about how you know it is time for emergence. Was that service powerful? Balato Kofina. God is up to something. Please, I beg you, don't be carried away. But today, God wants us to go deeper into the subject of emergence. And we want to answer the question, how does emergence happen? How do we break out of being concealed to become visible? Or how do we break out of limitations and structures that have kept us bound? And how do we come into the full manifestation of our destiny? Are you with me? Are you with me? Are we together? Yes, if you are with me, say yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, I just want to be sure we are together. You know, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 from verse 15. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 15, it says, the labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because they knoweth not how to go into the city. For me, you see, this thing called how is a very important thing. Okay, pastor, this is what you want us to do. Okay, God will do this. Okay, this will happen. How? Are you following me? How? And let me tell you, the how is very important. Very important. See, if you don't know how a thing works, you cannot replicate it. If you don't know how the supernatural works, it will not be continuous in your life. Are you with me? Even when the angel told Mary, you will have a son, he will be called the child of the highest. Mary asked the angel, how shall these things be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel said, the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. And that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Now, even though it may not have made sense to her immediately, there was a how. Are you with me? That's why I want to talk about how emergence happens under the title morph. Say after me, morph. What do we mean by morph? Morph is an informal derivative of the word metamorphosis. It is an informal derivative of the word metamorphosis. Can we put that breakdown of the word on the screen? Amen. Morph is an informal derivative of the word metamorphosis. So, what is metamorphosis? While they are putting what I want you to see on the screen. What is metamorphosis? Metamorphosis is a biological process where an animal's body, form, or structure changes dramatically during development. If you understand what I'm sharing with you today, God, Father, we receive understanding. And not just understanding, we receive the energy in the spirit to apply. In the name of Jesus. Do you see that? So, metamorphosis. We remove that word from the middle, morph. So, like I said, morph is an informal derivative of the word metamorphosis. And so we said, metamorphosis is a biological process where an animal's body, form, or structure changes dramatically during development. This can include birth transformation, pay attention. This can include birth transformation or hatching, which produces rapid changes in the animal's body structure. Are we together? Some insects undergo metamorphosis. Butterflies and moths undergo complete metamorphosis. In complete metamorphosis, the immature and adult form of insects look very different. So they are saying that when you have complete metamorphosis, when you see the baby insect and the adult insect, there is no resemblance. Like, it is so different. You will be wondering, how come this became this? Are you with me? Are you with me? Such will be your story in the name of Jesus. Now, I know somebody may be thinking, so I have to add this. Is this a biological class? Like, Pastor, what's going on? You've been, since last week Sunday, we've been seeing pictures of egg, caterpillar, larva, pupa, butterfly. What is going on? Is this a biological class? Well, not exactly. Of course not. And how does this whole thing concern my divine emergence? Romans chapter 1 verse 20. Let me show you something there. Romans 1 verse 20. Let me tell you something here. There is a difference. Please don't misunderstand me. I say this with all sense of humility under God. There is a difference when you start a church to say, okay, let's just gather people, catch them young, and then let's just invite people so that we'll have numbers in church. And there's a difference when God gives you a word. Are you guys what I'm saying? If I have my way, there are sometimes the thing that God will say to me, it will be so strong, I will just go on the road. Who will I preach to now? I say, excuse me, do you have time? Can you excuse me 5 minutes? I want to preach to you. He said, do you want to evangelize? I know. I said, I don't want to evangelize. I just want to preach. There's something in my spirit I want to preach to you. And many times, every single time I did that, the people followed me after. Are you guys what I'm saying? I remember those days in school when we are done with lectures and I'm meditating on something. I always say, I want to share something with you. And when I start, from one, there will be two. From two, there will be four. Then they'll say, okay, since we are all guys, let's go to the hostel. Then the girls in my class will say, so we are not part of it, Abi. We have received the word from the Lord. Yes, sir. Your life will change. Amen. Okay. Romans 1 verse 20 says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So God is saying that no man can give excuse for not understanding spiritual things. Are you with me? And why can he say that? He's saying that if you can see the invisible things of the creation, if you can see the physical or natural things of creation, it can explain the invisible or spiritual things. Are you with me? So God is saying that if you look closely at the invisible things of him, from the creation of the world, which are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. He's saying that God's eternal power and Godhead can even be explained by physical things. He's saying that God's Godhead and eternal power, he can show you from his creation. That means from every creation on the earth, you can see God's message. The template for your destiny, God can use a natural or a biological thing to explain to you. Are you getting me? And so it makes sense that we can use the life cycle of a butterfly to explain what God is doing in your life. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Some are wondering, Pastor, if I'm too fast, please, I'm sorry. I will slow down a little bit, right? Amen. For the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen. For the spiritual things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen. So if I look at the creation of the world, I can see the way the invisible realm or the spiritual realm operates. Are you with me? So it makes sense. Tell anybody it makes sense. Okay. So let's use the example we used last week of the butterfly. Thank you, Lord. Yes. The life cycle of a butterfly. It starts as an egg. So the egg hatches into tiny larva or caterpillars. And then the caterpillar, which is also called larva, feeds on leaves. Then it becomes the pupa. Now, can we read this side? I know it's not so clear. It says it undergoes complete metamorphosis to emerge as a butterfly. Now, I'm going to read some scientific things to you while this is on the screen. So we are trying to answer the question, how does a butterfly emerge, right? Are we together?
Yes,
how does a butterfly emerge? The pupa, also known as a chrysalis, turns into a butterfly through a process called metamorphosis, where the caterpillar's body breaks down and reforms into the adult butterfly. Let me read that again. A pupa, also known as a chrysalis, turns into a butterfly through a process called metamorphosis, where the caterpillar's body tissue breaks down and reforms into the adult butterfly. Did we get that? So it has 5 stages. Now, the first stage is called the digestion stage. The caterpillar releases enzymes to dissolve its tissues, creating a soup-like substance. Literally breaks down into a liquid. And then the marginal discs, which are a group of cells that contain the blueprint for the adult butterfly, survive this liquidation process. And it's like just a blueprint on the face of the liquid. Are you with me? Some of us have actually seen this thing before. Have you ever passed a place and it looked like the image of a butterfly was on the floor? Like, it was as though it was pasted on the floor. Have you seen that kind of thing before? That was actually the image of the butterfly in the soup-like liquid. Are you getting me? I can see somebody's mind. Pastor has taken us back to O-level biology. What is all this? Don't worry. If you hated biology, I also hated it too. So we are in the same boat. I liked physics and further maths. But praise the Lord. Then the next level, the cell division. The marginal disc uses the protein-rich soup to rapidly divide and form the adult butterfly body parts. The adult butterfly emerges from the pupa and expands its wings by pumping hemolymph into its wing veins. And then the butterfly's mouth changes from a chewing mouth to a proboscis for sipping nectar. The entire metamorphosis process can take a few weeks or months. Praise the Lord. Okay, so how does this apply to you? Everything we have said in short is that for metamorphosis to happen, the pupa will be broken down into pieces, literally crushed into a liquid, and then it is in that liquid state some things happen that causes a new form to emerge as a butterfly. Are you with me? Let me go over it again. We are saying that for metamorphosis to happen, the pupa is broken down into pieces, literally crushed into a liquid. And then in that liquid, actually from the stuffs I was reading, inside the liquid is the blueprint of the butterfly. Are you with me? In that liquid, the blueprint is there. And then some deep processes happen that causes this liquid substance to re-emerge into something that has wings and can fly. Glory! I know you are still wondering, how does this apply to me, sir? Tell anybody, get ready. That means metamorphosis actually begins with a breaking down process. Metamorphosis begins with what? A breaking down process. And let me tell you something, this applies to you in every way. John chapter 12. John chapter 12 from verse 20. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says in John chapter 12 from verse 20, it says, "And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. And Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and Andrew and Philip tell Jesus." Verse 23. "And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified." Or we can read it like this: "The hour is come that the Son of Man should emerge." Are you with me? Now, first of all, let me explain why Jesus said the hour is come. Because sometimes the thing Jesus says, if you're not careful, it can confuse you. Jesus is having a service. Then they tell him, "Sir, Greeks, some people from Greece want to see you." Imagine you were with Jesus and you were just in a service. He was preaching. And then you come and meet him and say, "Sir, some people from Greece, they are here to see you. Do you have time to see them?" Then he says, "Oh, they are here to see me. People from Greek." "Okay, the hour is come that Son of Man will be glorified." "Sir, that's not what we asked you." "We said people want to see you." Are you with me? So what was happening? Jesus said, "I'm not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." While he was on the earth doing his physical ministry, his assignment was for Israel directly. It was only when he would die and resurrect that his assignment would spread to all parts of the world. Are you with me? So when he was still alive and people from other nations were coming to look for him, it was a sign that the hour has come for him to be glorified. Are you getting that? So I had to just explain that. So Jesus said, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified." Or, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should emerge. What will happen next? Verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. Oh, for me to emerge, there has to be a breaking down first. Are you getting this? In the same way, for the butterfly to emerge, the pupa has to break down and become this liquid so that it will reveal the blueprint inside. Are you getting this? Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. Meaning you are just there. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. So much fruit can be inside a corn of wheat. But if it does not die, it will remain as one.
Ah.
There can be a nation inside Jacob. But until Jacob dies, Israel will not come out. Are you with me? Except the corn of wheat falls to the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, you know, I like the construction of Jesus' language. But if it die, that means the corn can decide not to die. What an expression. But if it dies, it bringeth forth much fruit.
Ah, thank you, Jesus.
Actually, this is the same thing that happens in germination, no? When you plant a seed, the seed will first of all die. Break up all the shells inside, a new one will now begin to come out. So there is a breaking down process first. You know, let me explain to you what is happening. Jesus is saying, oh, the Greeks wants to see me now. Great. That means my hour of emergence is closed. But this version of me is not the version that will emerge.
Ah, my God.
There is a version of you your future is demanding from you. Are you following what I'm saying? This version of you. That's why many times people have dreams and see themselves in the future. And they look at themselves in the future and look at themselves now. There's so much disparity. What they are seeing is a future that has undergone complete metamorphosis. So he's saying that this version of me is not suitable for what they want to come out. Are you getting me? What they want to receive will only happen when this version dies and undergoes complete metamorphosis to emerge. Are you getting this? Tell your neighbor, there is a version of you. Your future is demanding from you. And until this version dies and brings up that version, emergence is still far. Tell your neighbor, I will emerge!
Glory.
So, my God. For you to emerge, your current version must be morphed. It must be morphed into the version that births emergence. So, this is the conundrum for many people. They are praying to God, Lord, I want a change. And instead of a change, it's as if things start going down. That's the breaking down process. The change has started. The change has started. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. A process where it seems like you are crushed and almost helpless. Imagine the caterpillar and that was at least walking small. The caterpillar was moving and then it became a pupa. It's now turned into liquid. But guess what? Inside the liquid is the blueprint for emergence. Is the blueprint for destiny. Maybe you should have this mindset that the very thing that came to crush you did not actually come to crush you, but to reveal the blueprint of the giant inside of you. To reveal the real giant inside of you, the real greatness inside of you. Are you with me? So this process looks like you are crushed, you are almost helpless. At a point, you are like, God, what is happening? Listen, your metamorphosis is happening. You know, many times people are praying for God to change things, but what God wants to change is them. Oh God, change my story, change my car, change my finance. God wants to change you. If He changes you, everything will change. Ah, my God. See, there is a version of you here that all the things you are crying for respond easily to. There is a version of you that all the things you are crying for, they are running too easily. Praise the Lord. When you look at the Bible, you will see this pattern too. Look at David. He was anointed to be king. And maybe if you are in David's shoes, what will you do? You have 7 brothers. You are the last of them. All of them are warriors in the field. You in the battlefield with the king. You are in the bush with sheep. And then Samuel comes, the prophet, says, "Where is the last born of this house?" Then you come out so humbly. Say, "I'm here, sir." And they anoint you king. You're like, "Hey!" He said, "I said it. It's not by going to feed with Kingo. It's not by that one." You may even be bragging. Then you now go to the field with them. You kill Goliath. And instead of them to begin to praise you, after they praise you, while I started, the king starts looking for you to kill you. Your life becomes... See, David's life began to deteriorate to the point where at some point, they were looking for David with 10,000 men to kill him. And when David saw them coming, do you know what he did? He just, sharp guy. He just saw mud, dived inside, covered himself mud, and started acting like he was a madman inside. The soldier said, "Is it the human being we came to kill? He's already dead now." And that's how they left him. At a point, David now became an agoro. Read the Bible, it's there. He will go somewhere and say, "Anything for the boys? Can we just get things for you?" He became an agboro. From there, in that agboro life, or hoodlum life, that was where he began to meet the generals of his own army. That was where he met Shammah, the son of Agee. Are you with me? That was where he met Joab. It was in that place. All the key people in David's life, the proper wife now? Because it was Nabal's wife that became his wife. Abigail, he met her in that process. Everything that shaped David's life, it was in that process where his life was literally broken down to nothing. And then, when he was fully formed, he emerged. Are you with me? The crown that he was chasing for, at a point he had to forget about the crown and run for his life. They brought the crown to him. Are you following me? That's the problem with many people. They are chasing what should be chasing them. That thing you are chasing, leave it first. Go and emerge. Go and morph. When you are fully morphed, that thing, they will bring the crown and give you. That's a word for somebody. They will bring the crown and give you. Praise the Lord. Same thing with Moses. After Moses was there to deliver Israel, when he started, he thought, "Okay, when I kill this Egyptian and the Israelites see me, they will say, yes, finally our deliverer has arose." Guess what? The people he went to deliver gathered and said, "Who made you a judge over us?" Not who called you to be a judge. That means you may have been called to be a judge, but you have not been made. Ah, my God. My God. Come, am I in the right service at all? The way this thing was speaking to me. Who made you a judge? Maybe God called you to be a judge, but you have not been formed. You have not undergone your metamorphosis, so you have to run into the wilderness. Go there and find your burning bush encounter. Let God break you down. Let the blueprint of the deliverance out of you emerge. And so he ran, and process began. And at a point, I believe Moses even forgot about being a deliverer. He was at the lowest point. Are you with me? And then the blueprint began to come out. Pray in the spirit. I want this thing to enter you. Pray, pray. Pray. Liko rapata sunta enko sapalate embreketo sakapai lingo baragada sheketelia esa rapata labatesa. Open our eyes, open our spirits, open our mind, oh God. In the name of Jesus. So, how does metamorphosis happen to us to emerge? Number one, by process. Tell me process. You can put in bracket the dealings of God. Your eyes are open to see. The dealings of God. Psalm chapter 105 from verse 17 to 19. Psalm 105 from verse 17 to 19. You see, there's something called a word in season, because many of us are here, including me. All of us are here, we are in this thing. Are you getting what I'm saying? Psalm 105 from verse 17, he says, he sent a man before them. So God sent somebody before the whole house of Israel. Even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters, he was laid in iron. Everybody read verse 19. I'm not convinced with that reading. Read it again with a louder voice. Read it again with a louder voice. He says, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. If you read it in Amplified, it says, until the time that his word of prophecy regarding his brothers came true, the word of the Lord tested and refined him. If you read it in the Passion Translation, TPT, it says, God's promise to Joseph forged his character until it was time for his dreams to come true. If you read it in NLT, it says, until the time came to fulfill his dreams, God tested Joseph's character. In fact, if you cross-reference it, it takes it to Psalm 66 from verse 10. It says, you have tested us. Oh God, you have purified us like silver. I just showed you one way to study the Bible. You know, those days, we used to have old King James that has Bible reference in the middle. Who knows that old King James? Where if you check a verse, you can see the cross references. It says, you have tested us. Oh God, you have purified us like silver. That means there is somebody who is measuring how far you are going in the purging process. My God. You know, see, when the Bible says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he will exalt you in due time. So only God can determine your due time. You cannot force out your due time. Are you with me? So the earlier you submit to God's process, let him purge you. Let him purify you so that you can move properly, the better for you. Anytime something's happening to you, you have two questions to ask. Oh God, what are you doing in me? What should I learn from it? Are you with me? What are you doing in me? What should I? Many times it will shock you if you can look at God's dashboard and see what he's trying to do. You will celebrate. You will embrace the process more. You know, my mom was a farmer. And she's still a farmer. She loves farming. But we never reared animals. Like, my mom did not do chickens, but we did a lot of yams. I knew how yams were planted and all of that. But we had people, and I knew people who did chickens, who reared chickens. And this is what they said. They said, when the local chicken hatches her eggs, a time comes when the chick inside the egg has to break open the egg to come out. It's called peeping. Are you with me? Now, I was told by one of them how that this chick or this chicken in their mother chicken or mother hen in their house had hatched some eggs, and the smaller chicks had come out. But there was just one that did not hatch immediately. Did you hear what I said? There was one that did not hatch immediately. And she was so desperate, he was so desperate to see that chicken come out. So he did not tell the person who was, his mother actually was the one taking care of everything. So in trying to help the chick hatch, instead of going to tell his mother about what he wants to do, he just went with a little pin and pierced the egg. And immediately he did that, he made it easier for the chick to come out. But he said he noticed when the chick came out, it could not really walk. It was struggling. So he went back. That's when he went and called his mother and said, Mommy, see what I did? I helped the chicken. The mother said, you didn't help the chicken. You killed the chicken. He said, what? He said, you have killed that chicken. Say, I helped the chicken. He said, no, you killed the chicken. Then he noticed that when the other smaller chicks are following the mother hen to go and get food, this one cannot follow. Eventually, he died. Then the mother now sat him down and said, see, that process of breaking the shell to come out, you must not help the chick. He said, the chick, in trying to break the shell, develops muscles on his leg, and that is what helps the chick to walk. He says, when he was saying this thing, it was like if they were just pressing something into my head. Don't abort your process. The process you are trying to jump, may be what you need to jump. Ah, my God. That's why some people, the help they are praying for, it's not like God does not want to help them. It's that there is a way he wants that help to happen. That from there they will begin to fly. But if he helps them out of it, he has destroyed them. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Imagine Joseph. Joseph never thought about being prime minister. How do you help Joseph? How will you help Joseph? How will you help Joseph? If Joseph was praying for help, how will he get help? Maybe he would have prayed, oh God, take me back to my father's house. Restore me, oh God. And the help was actually backwardness. And it was only in God's divine plan he would know that he went backward. Except I mean, in the name of Jesus, open my eyes to see what you are doing in my life. Embrace it and receive the full benefits of it. Some of you are not saying it. Some of you, the breakup God allowed was to save your life. Maybe you may be crying about what you are experiencing now. God may have seen a greater evil that you would have faced. Are you getting me? You know, I heard a testimony that touched me. There was somebody who was kidnapped. Listen. Somebody was kidnapped. And while she was in the car, after they kidnapped her, they tied her leg, tied her hand, tied her mouth, and she could not talk. The only place they could not call was her ear. Two guys in that car were also planning on that lady to kidnap on the road. They were like, that lady, na fine girl, make her kidnap her. Let me carry that one. And they just said, you know what, let's leave that girl and go. And they left. Now, she said when they released her, she was not even now thinking about herself alone. She was thinking of the person who was considered for kidnapping but was not kidnapped. That one would have gone home and said, maybe God did not do anything for me. You would have, see, some of the things you think God did not do, he may have done bigger than what you think. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes God is allowing the process so that some things will die. Some old habits that will stop you in the future will die. Except the corn of wheat fall to the ground and die. It abideth alone. You want a greater breakthrough, a greater stage. What if it comes and it fails in your hand? It may be the last forever. So after me, a new me is emerging. A new me is emerging. A new me is emerging. Glory. Glory. Number two. How does metamorphosis happen for us to emerge? By pressure and pain. Or pressure that produces pain. Or you can put it, since everything we are seeing is in entering PPP, a pressure producing pain. Amen. Now, let's go back to our hen and her chicks. So, I did some research. How does a hen hatch a chick? All of this happened one day when my wife went to buy a crate of egg. And I was just thinking, you know, if you know Sabi, you know Sabi. I was just thinking, I said, these eggs that we have kept like this, let's be eating it all. I just wanted to stay them to fry egg for me. I was using corner way. I said, what if it just tastes and turn into a chick one day? And my wife said, hey, it has turned to chicken, I will fry it. Then she said, no, it doesn't work like that. That for the egg to turn into a chick, the mother hen must sit on it. I say, hey! I say, Zabalata. If God is not sitting over your life, there's a problem. If there is nothing pressing you, if there is no divine hand over you, see, are you hearing what I'm saying? If there is no divine hand over you, oh my God, you don't have anything to emerge into. There should be some pressure. Are you getting me? The mother hen must sit on it. And guess what? I now went to AI and Google. I started checking. Okay, how does this thing happen? They said chicken eggs will naturally hatch after 21 days of the hen sitting on the egg. And the mother hen must be evenly distributing the heat. There must be an intensity of pressure. There must be heat over it for a long time. Are you with me? In fact, this was what got my attention. They said, any egg that was cooled or chilled before bringing to the mother hen, it will take a longer time. There is some kind of comfort you will go for. You are elongating your time of emergence. There is a kind of comfort you will take. They said, eggs that were cooled before incubation will take longer to hatch. Oh my God. Oh my God. Say after me, I emerge in the name of Jesus. Sometimes when it looks like it's as if it's suppressing you, say instead of you to allow it pain, you say, oh God, sit over me. Sit over me. Are you with me? So look at everybody that God used. Look at everybody in the Bible. It's as if sometimes you're asking yourself, why is, must it be this hard? No. You are not seeing what God is doing. Check out history. Check your friends. I'm not trying to. Guys, some people may misunderstand me now. Some people may misunderstand what I want to say. Anybody who is just living for survival, I leave, marry, and everything is just happening normal. Get job, go to school, make it. Yeah. After you are done, fly abroad. Bye. Nothing really heavy comes out from those kind of people. That's the truth. I'm serious. The one that God wants to use to reshape a generation. No. No. When you want to go, like God will drag you back. You ask, wait in the apple. Leave. No, we want to sit over you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number three, progress. You can put in bracket growth. So, this is another way. And this is, I even feel this is a more easier way. Metamorphosis happens. Where God just begins to make you develop yourself. You begin to grow. You develop yourself so much that after a while, you look at you. You have emerged. You have metamorphosed. Are you with me? A different version of you has been forged. You know, I got born again. This year will make it 20 years since I got born again, since I started working with the Lord. The people that knew me when I got born again are now, every time they see me, they're like, wow, you have changed. When they hear me preach, when they hear me talk, they're like, some of them ask me, where did you know all these things from? Which books did you read? What happened? They did not know that every single day, something is entering my spirit. In fact, in my work with God, I discovered that, Zapalambreketeka. You don't even know when you are changing. You don't even know. For the first 5 years of my work with God, the first 5 years, 2005 to 2010, I didn't really see. I saw some supernatural things, but it was not so dramatic. I was casting out demons, but it was not so dramatic. There was some drama, but not as dramatic as the things I see now. One day, So those days I would just pray, read my Bible, grow in the things of the Spirit, just be praying, worshiping, enjoying God. I went to school, resumed, 100 level, I just resumed. We are arranging box like this. So, I slept on my bed, woke up, somebody came, and he was complaining about some pains in his body and all of that. And me, then, you know, new student, everybody mind your business. I was going somewhere. Then I just heard them say, that guy is a strange guy. Yo. So I turned like, Ogunche, what happened? They said, you know the year they happen for this floor. People, they lie down on your bed, they heal. He said, that guy that was sick, he went to lie down on your bed and he became fine. I said, they went lie down on your bed, he became fine. I said, really? Then another one came out, Esther Emmanuel, said, that guy now, strange guy, yo, for night, white things, they pass. So, me, I was, okay. He said, some white things go, they pass. I said, oh, this guy, which kind of boy be this? Then we had a 100 level get together. They said we should just come and say, sing, do something. I just went there. I started carrying mic for 5 minutes. They said, come down. He said, what did you, who are you? I didn't even know. To me, it was normal. Keep on growing. Listen, keep on growing. It doesn't matter what is happening. Keep on growing. For instance, let me tell you something. I don't care what you think about me in terms of ministry. I don't care. Every day I'm growing. I know the Lord has, Jesus told me that before he comes, new people will be at the forefront of the gospel globally. Did you hear what I just said? That before he comes, new people will be at the forefront of the gospel of Jesus Christ globally. So, what is my job? Growing. Oh, you go somewhere, they tell you, no, don't worry. There is a version of you coming. Keep on growing. They may mock you right now. Keep on growing. Don't worry. Keep building that business. Keep improving yourself. Keep getting better. Every day, don't play a pity party over yourself. Instead, grow up. Tell your neighbor, metamorphose. I want to read a story to you. Judges chapter 11, from verse 1 to 11. There was a man called Jephthah. He was of the tribe of the Gileadites, or Gilead. And his mother was a harlot. And so, when their father died and they wanted to join the family, they said, you are not follow. Come out. You are not part of this family. Go out of this family. And they drove him away. They said he was an illegitimate child. But he said, my son name is also Gilead. They said, no, your mother was not married naturally. Was not married the right way. So you are not part of us. He said, but you know me. And they drove him away because they did not want him to share the inheritance. The Bible now says in verse 3. So Jephthah fled from his brothers and lived in the land of Tob. And soon he had a band of worthless rebels following him. He lived there. But if you read the story properly to verse 11, at a point he became so strong, he trained all those guys. They became warriors with him. Are you with me? They became so strong. And then the people that ignored him and pushed him away now heard of his fame. And they were in trouble. The Ammonites came to attack them. And the only person they knew could deliver them was Jephthah. Are you with me? They went back to look for Jephthah and said, please, come back and be head over us. Let me tell you, your future will come if you keep on growing. The people that mocked you will have to come and beg you later. Just keep on growing. Are you with me? Just keep on developing. Keep on building. Every day, build yourself. Let the new you emerge. Get stronger. Don't allow the pity party to overwhelm you. When you want to cry about your life, when you want to weep about your life, don't let it bend you. Don't let it break you. Stand up from where you are. Clean your tears and get to work. Are you with me? Let me tell you, I will always be greater than where you met me last. You should say that to yourself. I will always be better in the future than I am today. Some of you are not talking. I will always be better in the future than I am today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So how does metamorphosis happen for us to emerge? Number one, we said, by process, pressure producing pain. Then number three, progress. And number four, prevailing prayer. This one is so important to the spirituality of it. Because, let me tell you something. There are many people who are trying to enter things in the physical that they have not entered in the spiritual. They have not emerged into that personality in the spirit. So, even though they are doing everything like what they expect to see on the outside naturally, the spirit realm is fighting them back and saying, it's not you. Are you following me? For instance, let me give you an instance. It may not be directly related, but there's some connection. Truths are parallel. When the sons of Sceva wanted to cast out the demon from that young man in Ephesus, they were saying everything Paul was saying. Are you with me? He says, we adjure you in the name of Jesus whom Paul preached. They were saying everything Paul was saying, but guess what the demon said? They said, we are not listening to what you are saying. Who are you? So it's not what you are doing. Who are you? People are trying to do, but they must first of all be. That's what we're talking about. You must. For you to emerge, a new you must come out. Except the corn of wheat fall to the ground and die. This portion must die. Are you with me? Who are you? Okay, you are saying what you are saying, but who are you? Are you Paul? Are you Jesus? So, there are some times where you have to pray yourself out of some scales. Ah, my kalapatosa. You must pray out some limitations, some cocoons. Pray it out. Change scales in the spirit. Let a new you come out. It's actually there, but prayer is the fire. It's like the pressure to remove it. A good example is Jacob. Genesis 32 from verse 24. The Bible says, and Jacob was left alone. You know the thing, God has been trying to get Jacob to be alone since, but he did not listen. Ah, my God. If you check very well, the first time he ran away from his father's house was when he got to Bethel. And he saw angels ascending and descending upon the mountain. And then he said, I know God is with me. After you see the vision, stand up and pray. But guess what? He said, Lord, if you give me bread and wine, I'll be okay. 20 years later, he had to pray again at the mountain. See, there are times in your life, you can call it destiny defining moments. You don't pray everything like that. There are times in your life where you have to pray the prayer that must emerge you to the next level. To the new person. How will I say this thing that the people don't misunderstand me? You know, I've had things like that in my life. I can tell you, I was telling them how New Breed, God began to talk to me about ministry. After university and all of that, 2016, I was doing my youth service. And the Lord said, start fasting and praying. I prayed and fasted for one whole year. I kid you not. Not because I wanted to. It's not because I wanted to try to just let me start something to show myself. I will start today. The Lord will say, start again tomorrow. Do again tomorrow. One day in the night, I was praying and the Lord said, New Breed! It was like a physical voice. Are you with me? Oh my God. It was like somebody dropped 1 million terabytes inside of me. I started writing. I just knew. So every night, I wake up, pray from 12 to 3, sometimes 12 to 2, sometimes 12 to 1:30, just pray like that. I was restless. Maybe the restlessness you are feeling right now in your spirit is God is telling you a new phase is about to open up. Stand up and let the fire boil. Let the fire break off the shells. Are you with me? And like the examples we gave, I think this prayer, this subject of prayer, encapsulates everything we have been talking about. It is like the heat that you put to make the chicken. Are you with me? Bible says, and Jacob was left alone. There are some of you, you have been feeling this thing for years. You have just been feeling, I need to take that time and cry. I need to take that time and pray. I need to pray myself through. When you pray through, you will know. You will know. There will be a verdict from heaven that you have changed. Do you realize that the nation of Israel is not called the nation of Jacob? It's not called the nation of, it's called the nation of Israel. Why is it not called the nation of nation of Jacob? Is it not the same person? Because a new man emerged. It is this new man that can bet a nation. Are you with me? Not the one that was struggling with Ram and all of that in the father's house. This new one. The Bible says in Genesis 32 verse 24. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Have you prayed from night to the morning before? Hey, God. Then at a point they said, okay, you have crossed a place. What is your name? Let us change it now. Because a new you has come. Are you with me? What is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. He says in verse 28, thy name shall be called no more Jacob. That's verse 28. Thy name shall be no more called Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, so now he's a prince. Thou hast power with God and with men and hast prevailed. I'm going to say one more thing. And I want to beg you, please pray. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41. Hakata palato se. Ente kepa. Ratata palata. Maybe you are here looking at me and saying, this guy, you just the overdo. Don't worry. There is a giant inside of you waiting for fire to reveal it. Waiting for fire. You know, me, I don't watch films carelessly. I watch films for kingdom purposes. I heard a preacher talking about a film, how that he learned something from Lord of the Rings. And I've never watched Lord of the Rings. I'm not a film person. So I said, let me go and watch it. I couldn't finish. After 1 hour, I was tired. So I gave up. But I remembered one thing that touched me. They said, if you put the ring in fire, the markings will come out. Hey, when I saw that part, I said, Kapalata, Melete. Oh, that means if you put me in fire, the real thing inside my destiny will come out. Atapaya. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Glory! There is a sound of abundance of rain. Some of you are content where you are. You are chilled, you are doing fine, everything is working nice. You need to pray. There is more. You have no idea. There is more. Hey, God. You know, after my last birthday, I was thanking God how far God has brought new breed, 3 branches. Lekki is about to open up. And the Lord showed me the spirit. So I said, this is not where you ought to be. Eh? I said, we are doing well. Everybody, even my mentor says I'm doing well. Oh, the Lord said, by now, you were supposed to be 5,000. I said, Jesus. I don't know anybody my age doing that. He said, yes, that's why. I said, it's you, that's you. I said, okay. See, if you can see God's picture, you will pray. Let me show you something. He said, and Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Verse 42. So Ahab went to eat and drink. So Elijah the prophet said, O king, go and eat. Go and enjoy. There is a sound of abundance of rain. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. I thought you just said there is a sound. You see, you can hear a sound, but you must bet the sound to reality. What many people hear on Crossover Night is a sound. Nobody, oh my God. Not enough people are praying to birth the sound into rain. So they will hear sound, but they will not see manifestation. Verse 42, he put his head between his knees. Verse 43. And said, look to his servant, go up now toward the sea. And he went and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. Verse 44. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. So there can be a sound of abundance of rain, but you must cause a metamorphosis in the spirit realm. There can be a sound over your life. They may have prophesied over your life. You are a great girl. People have said, oh, there's this about your life, but you should go and cook this thing. Let there be a muffin. Are you with me? That's what I'm trying to tell you there. You have had visions. You have had dreams. It's time to burst the sound. Are you with me? The way you are sounding, are you in this service? Hey, God. Let me tell you something. You see this same one? I struggle to put it into writing because I couldn't. I'm trying to write. I'm trying to pray. The prayer is taking over the writing. Jump on your feet. Sapalato kumbalatesa. Lekambarataya. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. As I pray right now, I metamorphose. The giant in me emerges. Some of you are not talking. Raise your hand. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. As I pray right now, I morph. The giant in me emerges. Let all the scales on my destiny that has limited me, that has made me a lower version of who God has planned for me to be, let the fire of God cause them to fall off. Begin to pray right now. Begin to pray right now. Hey, my God.